Oh, no. RDMs, that's what they were called. Actually, how the Radio Douche Minstrels came about was, I was showing one of the guys the ham rig, and we're talking about a couple of other things, you know, how my ham rig managed to wipe out a local broadcast station. It was on 1240, and the image, you know, just douched him out. So, you know, at nighttime I'd be on there and the slop buckets would be hot and heavy, and of course no one would be able to hear me. I'd throw the transmitter on and go, "This is Radio Douche, the official cleansing station of the Timtron Radio Network." And of course, you know, the local table radios, you know, just sort of listening to the local top 40 station would all of a sudden go, "Wee!
Wait a minute.
Weedo splatted on my rig," and then you would hear all over the school, you'd hang your head out the window and you'd hear this, "This is Radio Douche." So that gave a few of us some ideas, and then the college station came very shortly thereafter. But one guy was really good at playing the guitar, and I used to compose the lyrics, and between the kid that played the guitar and myself, we just sort of put stuff together, and the peripheral group included two or three other members that were always coming and going, and had several recording sessions and saved four of our songs on precious Mylar. The first song we wrote was "Your Body's Mine." Second song to come out was "I Feel a Hard On Coming Strong," and the other song we wrote was "My Baby's Got the Rag On Smile," and the last song we wrote and performed was "Do You Remember?" And among certain people they became big hits on campus, but among others they went, "Oh, these people, oh." Part of the reason why the group was formed was just to freak people out. A lot of people that went to that school were extremely straight, and especially some of the chicks. I'm not really the type of guy that liked to go out all the time. I did to a degree, but I just didn't have any money to go out. So, you know, I'd meet with some chick and say, "Hey, you know, how'd you like to pull up to my room, sit down, and relax and whatnot?" And then, you know, they always were of the opinion, "Oh, you know, if you're invited to his room, he's probably going to pounce on you and rape you or something." So a bunch of us on campus got killified, decided to, you know, write and perform music to blow their minds. Tell you, like, huh? No. WA3FLE from WA1HCLR.